Hey guys, it's Psychology Babe, and today I want to talk to you about confidence and arrogance because I think people can sometimes get those confused, and people need to understand that it is okay for someone to have confidence in their abilities, in who they are, what they're worth, their value, all of it. And that's going to come across as being arrogant to people who are not at that place yet. And that's a shame because truthfully, you should be at a place where you know your value. And we have to work through that. I have many episodes on working through that, getting to a place where you know your value, you know who you are, you know the value of people having you in their life. Because a lot of times people don't understand that. They really don't. They don't figure it out until you're gone and you're no longer there. And that's the sad part for them. But you're allowed to think that you're the best at what you do. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It doesn't really even matter if you're not the best. The fact that you believe that you're the best, that's the only thing that matters, because it's about your belief. And it's about what you believe of yourself. See, a lot of times we let so many people put these limits on us. And these are limits that they've placed on us because they don't think that we can do something, or they are projecting their own fears. They didn't feel like they could do something, so they don't think that you could do what you want to do either. And the key is to get to a place where you don't let outside people tell you how good you are at anything. And that's the truth. I mean, anything. It does not matter. You have to get to a place in your life where other people's opinions truly don't matter. And I know people are going to say, well, you know, you have to care about what other people think. And, you know, you're going to care about your parents or your kids or, you know, whoever. And people are just, they're going to come up with an excuse to say that you have to care. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say be a complete a-hole or be, you know, arrogant or just you don't care about anyone else's feelings. But I am going to tell you this, there is a thin line. And what I mean by that is you do need to get to a point where you no longer live your life according to what other people think and feel. And if that means that you have to get a place, I don't want to say cocky, but you have to get to a place where those things just don't matter. And it doesn't matter who it is. Because this is the thing, if people really love you, if they really love you, they're okay with you being yourself. They're okay with you loving yourself. That's the most important thing. See, that's what you have to understand. Because when you love people, you're okay with them loving themselves. See, the people who don't want you to love yourself and don't want you to believe in yourself, those are people who either want to keep you under their control or they want to try to tear you down and just make you feel bad about yourself. Anyone who really, truly, see, that's the thing about love, because people throw that word out there so much and people can tell you 90 ways until sundown that, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you. But if their actions don't line up with that, they don't. It's just like having friends. You want friends who tell you the truth, or you should. You don't need a bunch of yes people around you. So you have to understand what love really means and what love really is. Because it's not about just letting people do whatever they want to do. You know, that's just like with your children. If you didn't care about them, you would just let them do whatever they wanted to do. You love them, so you want to give them guidance. You want to try to, doesn't mean they're always going to take your advice, but you want to do it. You want to give it to them. You know what I mean? So you care is what I'm saying. And see, that's the thing about a lot of people, even in relationships, people don't understand. People want to go to people who are easily swayed, people that they can run over, people that they can control. They don't want to be with a person who pushes them to be their best, who challenges them. I'm serious. A lot of people have an issue with that, and that's sad for them, because if you're the type of person who only needs people around you who are going to say yes to you, then that's an issue for you. You need to understand and find out why that's an issue for you. Why do you need to have control over someone else? Why? But you know, the truth of it is that the person has their own insecurities. They actually don't feel good enough. That's what's so funny about that. You know, all of this stuff is so, it's weird because it's actually the opposite of how people feel. You know, a lot of times there are people who put on this bravado that they're just this and that, and but they're not. They're like totally scared inside. They don't feel secure. They feel insecure. And that's why they put other people down or feel like they have to have control. But they give this other outwardly appearance that's not real and it's not true. So my thing is that when people love you, they should want the best for you. That's the bottom line, no matter what it is. And that means feeling good about yourself. That means being confident in who you are and being able to show that. Because the people who love you, they're going to celebrate that. They're not going to look at that like, and so that means people aren't jealous of you, whether it's friends, family, loved ones, whoever, your partner. They're not jealous of you. People who really love you aren't jealous of you. They want you to do your thing. Do your thing. They celebrate that. They congratulate you for that. So I'm telling you, you really do have to get to a place in your life where you don't care about what other people say or think. I saw this video the other day of Coach Prime, and he was talking about that and how he doesn't let anybody else, what someone else's opinion of him, because he knows who he is. He knows what he's capable of doing. And I love the fact that he said that he hopes that more people become that way, especially young adults, teenagers, and people growing up. And I feel the same way. That really resonated with me because that's a part of what I try to do with this podcast. It's so true. I want people to understand the value of who they are. And I want people to be okay with that. You never have to dumb yourself down or dim your light to make other people feel good. If people have a problem with you, that's exactly what that is. It's their problem and it's their issue. And that's for them to figure out. Now, it takes a lot sometimes to get to this point. For some people, it takes longer. You know, Coach Prime was saying how he's always known, you know, that he was a difference maker, that there was something different about him. And that's wonderful. That's amazing. But some people, it does take longer. Some people have to go through things. But this is the thing. It doesn't matter. The point is to get there, to reach the destination. And once you get there, being okay with that. You know, a lot of times, you know, even when you're looking for jobs or people are looking for things, they will minimize or downplay, you know, their skills and what they're capable of doing. They're so afraid to say, you know, I can do this. I'm good at this. And that's the whole point. I've reached a place in my life where I'm not afraid anymore to speak up about what I'm good at and what I can do and how I can bring value to the situations that I'm in, whether it's a relationship, whether it's personal, whether it's friendship, whatever it is. I know who I am and the value that I can add to any situation. And that's on me. You know, I don't have to care what someone else thinks about that. You know, we're allowed. We were created in the image of the Almighty, of the divine. And the divine is limitless. And so are we. And you have to start believing that. But when you start putting all these limits on yourself, and then not only you putting limits on yourself, but you allow other people to put limits on you and tell you what you can and cannot do. And they tell you how much confidence you can have and how much you can't. And people will look at people like that. And oh, that's just so cocky and that's just so arrogant and you're supposed to be humble. Being humble is also about knowing who you are. I truly believe that. Being humble is about knowing who you are and celebrating that. People think being humble always has to mean just downplaying yourself and not celebrating yourself. And that is so not true. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you can celebrate that. And you can be happy about that. And you can show that. Now, I'm not saying to go out and treat people with disrespect and think that you're better than anyone else, because you're not. No one is better than anyone else. But the problem is that people get that confused. And people think when you have love for yourself, that means that you're saying that you're better than someone else. That's not what you're saying. That's how they're taking it. People have to understand that. You receive that way because that's how you feel about yourself. See, a lot of times it's the person feeling like you're better than them. It's not that you've ever treated them that way or said anything to them to give them that impression. It's how they feel when they're around you. When people are around you and they don't feel good enough, or you make them feel less about themselves, which that's not your fault. You're not responsible for how someone else feels about themselves. You see what I'm saying? But that's that insecurity within them. But see, then they're going to say, oh, that person's cocky. They're this, they're that. You know, people will look at that video that Coach Prime made, and there are going to be offended by it. They're going to be like, oh, that's just no. And it's not. When you understand what he's saying and where he's coming from, I'm telling you, you got to get to that place. That's where you need to be, because that's the only way to live a life that is free, that is where you are not just so scared to move because you're so afraid of what other people are going to say, what other people are going to think. You can't live your life like that. You can't ever truly be free until you know who you are, you know what you can do, and you're not afraid to say that, because it's okay to say that. Like I said, I get it. People are going to, oh, but you know, we're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to be this and that. Does not mean that you can't be proud and happy of who you are and what you can do. And you're allowed to do that. See, I think there's a fine line between, not so much a fine line between confidence and arrogance, but I think people take it to mean, now when you get into a space where you are being rude to people, as I said, where you are nasty and you just treat people like they're below you and beneath you, that's arrogance. That's rudeness. That's being mean. That's a difference. That's not confidence. That's not what confidence is. Confidence is just knowing who you are and what you're capable of. And being okay by celebrating that and speaking it out and saying it. The people who have an issue with that are the people who don't feel that way about themselves. But you can't get angry at someone else because they do. But so many people do. I'm constantly talking about that. I talk about that on my social media. I talk about it on this podcast because it's so true and it's so needed, especially with young adults that are growing up. They need to have that confidence in themselves. All of them do. But I have a special affinity for young women, young girls. I want them to understand and be capable and be happy with who they are and not let other people dictate to them and tell them who they are and who they need to be. And you need to dim your light so that your friends don't feel less, you know, and they're not mad at you or angry at you. Because a lot of times you go through your whole life doing that. You want to not ruffle any feathers. You don't want to cause any problems. You don't want to make any waves. So you're around other people. And sometimes you can know things. You know more things than they know, but you don't even want to say it because you feel like if you say it, they're going to think that you're taking their shine, or you're trying to let them have the spotlight. You see what I'm saying? But this is the thing. There's enough spotlight for everybody. That's what people don't get. People are so jealous and envious of other people. There's room for your spotlight too. There's room for everyone if people just understood that. That's why I'm always saying that you don't have to be jealous of other people. You don't have to be envious of other people, because what's for you is for you and it's never going to miss you. But also what's for them is for them. Stop being envious or jealous of what someone else has. Because if you want it, you can work for it too. The thing about it is some people just want things to come to them. The people who know that they can have and be and do whatever they want, those are the people who also know that they have to go out and get it and that they're willing to work for that. And some people are not. And sometimes people do get lucky breaks. They get whatever, because sometimes that's just the favor on their life. But either way it goes, sitting around worrying about someone else and being envious of another person is never going to get you what you want. At the end of the day, it's still not going to get you what you want. What has that ever done for you, being jealous of someone else or envious of someone else? All it's done is make you angry, bitter, full of resentment. It gets you nowhere. So understand that there is a difference, you know, between confidence and arrogance. And confidence is amazing. It's what everyone should strive for. But like, you can say something about yourself and you can just feel or see or whatever that people are taken aback by it. You know, they feel like, oh, wow, you really feel that way about yourself. Yes, people are allowed to. You know, sometimes people only want to be around you when you're in misery and you don't like yourself and you're putting yourself down. That's why they say misery loves company. People want to only be around you if you feel as bad about yourself as they do about themselves. You see what I'm saying? Like, but if you're the type that's always upbeat and happy and confident and all of these things, they're all going to talk about you and how arrogant you are and how self-centered and you're conceited and you're this and you're that. You know, we've been taught It's almost like you've been taught not to love yourself, not to believe in yourself, not to, you know what I mean? Like that's the thing. Like if people can keep you down so that you don't really understand the fullness of who you are and what you could be. See, people can control you that way. And you have to understand, you got to get out of that mindset. You got to get out of that mindset. It is absolutely okay. And I will forever say that. And I will continue to say that on this podcast and on my social media, because I do want people to understand who they are and what they're truly capable of. And it's okay to believe in that. You know, I'm right there with Coach Prime. I know my value. I know what I bring to situations. I know what I can do. And it's not about bragging, you know. But this is the thing too. Muhammad Ali once said, you know, it's not bragging if you can back it up. Now, people are going to be like, oh, you're always talking about this, that, and the third. This is the thing though. People know who they are. They've done it. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're talking about the things that you've done and things that you're good at, you've done it. So you know that you can do it. You know, it's not about just bragging for the sake of bragging. It's saying, just like Muhammad Ali said, it's not bragging if you can back it up. You know what you're capable of. You've done it. You're doing it. You know what I mean? And no one else gets to tell you that you're not worthy or that you can't do what you say you can do. Let me tell you something. The one thing, the most important thing in this life is belief in self. You have to believe in yourself. And it doesn't matter if anybody else does. Doesn't matter if anybody sees your worth, your value. The most important person that needs to see it is you. It will always be you. Because when you see it, other people will start to see it. They'll start to understand it because they won't have a choice. There's no other choice. You're going to see it. You're going to see who I am because you don't have a choice. Because this is who I am. So I'm in a place in my life where I don't dim myself down for anyone. And I'm not going to. I've done that in the past in my life, growing up or being around other people, you know. And the thing about it is you will find that when you have respect for these people, you end up finding out that they don't have that same respect for you. So what were you doing? Like you're loyal to them. You have their back. You celebrate them. You congratulate them. Anything happens to them, you're the first one cheering and standing up. But when things happen to you or people start noticing you, they don't give you that in return. They're doing everything in their power to knock you down or to put you down or to make sure people don't see your light. So you know what? Then it's up to me. I'm not waiting for anyone else to do that for me. I believe in source. I believe in the divine. God, the creator. I believe in source. And so for me, I know that I can do and be and have anything that I want. You just got to get to a point where you believe that too. You do. You cannot allow other people to tell you to stifle your growth, to put you down, to hold you back. Because people will do that. And they don't like it when they see that you are pursuing your dreams. You're doing the things that you say that you're going to do. You're making a difference. And they're going to try to put you down. And they're going to try to make you feel bad. And oh, you're arrogant and you're cocky. No, it's not about being cocky. It's about how these people feel about themselves. You have to understand, a lot of times that's what life is. It's about projection for other people. People don't feel good about themselves and they don't want you to feel good either. They don't. And a lot of times in relationships, that's why people, when they're in relationships with people and they want to be in a relationship with a person as long as they can control them and gaslight them and keep them under their thumb. But the minute that person starts understanding who they are and the value that they have and you can't control them anymore, they run, they leave. That's why they ghost. That's why they're gone. Because all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can't control this person anymore. I need someone I can control. But the ending of that relationship is the best thing for you. because you should not allow anyone else to control you or put you down or tell you your worth and your value. Being valuable is your birthright. It's who you are. So no one else gets to tell you that. And don't let people do that. And I love that video by Coach Prime. It was amazing. It is much needed. And I concur with what he said. I wish more people would feel that way. Because you can tell that there are still people. It does not matter. Like, you can post something or say something. And if it's congratulating yourself or talking about something about yourself, you can see that people are offended by that somewhat. And people have to get out of that. You can't be offended because a person loves and celebrates themselves. And they are happy with themselves. And they know who they are and what they're capable of. And you can't sit around and hate on that. I mean, you can, but it's not going to get you anywhere is what I'm saying. It's not. But the core of it is not to let people change your mind. You tell people who you are. You don't let people tell you who you are. So I commend him for that video. I commend him for saying what he said. I completely agree. And I hope that more people do really listen to what he said and take that in. And I will continue to do my part as well. I'm always going to advocate for people loving themselves and helping them define and believe in the value in who they are. Because we all have value. You just have to believe that. You have to believe that you have value. You know, we get in these relationships sometimes and people will tear people down. You know what I mean? Where people just feel awful and less than, and they have no self-esteem and self-love and self-worth. And so my mission is going to be to help people understand that you do, no matter what anyone else says about you. So just know, having confidence, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't go around on this earth treating people like they are beneath you or not worthy, you are allowed, fully allowed to have confidence in who you are. And to love yourself. And I hope that you do. And I hope that you encourage other people to do that as well. Have a good one.